eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Welcome to another broadcast from Life Point Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Wherever you are at this point in life, we pray that God will use the following message as a source of help and encouragement as you listen. Stay tuned at the end of today's broadcast to learn how you can contact us for additional resources or to receive further spiritual help. And now, here's today's message.
It's good to see my family here. Woo! They're always trying to teach me, and I'm always open to be taught. They know that. But when I grit, they kind of run. They don't like for me to grit. But it's not their fault. It's mine. I don't want to pick on anybody today, because I pick on myself. But what I want to share with you is 43 and a half years worth of reaching out for God, and I was reaching out to Him before I received Him. It's because I wanted to. I didn't know what I was wanting, but I liked what another man was doing. And I pulled him aside, and a bad thing to do is ask somebody. And that's really a good thing, because the Bible says if you ask, you receive. My goal is short, but my mentor's goal is better, and I'm going to share both. To know Him and to make Him known. I want to do that, and I do that. And He lets me know I'm still doing it. I'm 76 and be 77 in the next part, and glad I've come this far by. But here's my buddy's note. He was a layman. He was a fighter, a captain in the 3rd Army with Patton. So God gave me a tough man, and I needed a tough man. My poor wife knows I needed a tough man. Bless her. We're both white-headed for each other. And I want you guys and girls to know it's not easy to be married. And I thank God for the amens, because that's true. And I'm not going to sit up here and lie to you, but you fight. Paul said, fought a good fight. I finished the course. I've kept the faith. But here's my mentor's goal. And I want you to know he found Jesus after the war. You know, Eisenhower said, you become a Christian in the foxhole. And he didn't, but he came back and saw a man at work. And that's what we've got to do, is work so somebody will see you. Because they aren't going to ask a soul just walking down the street. He's going to ask somebody that's doing something. To know, love, and to glorify God, he said. To be used by Him. To raise up laborers in significant numbers as fast as possible to help fulfill the Great Commission. I want to see a show of hands if any of you know what the Great Commission is. Lift them up. Y'all afraid to lift them up? I'm going to call on you, the one I'm looking at, lifting the hands up to tell me the verse of what it says. You ready? I'm going to call on the one that raised the hand. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. But God said in the Great Commission, He says in Matthew 28:18, all power has been given unto me both in heaven and earth. We've been given His power because He dwells in me, and I've got that power. Think about it, how to find it, how to know it. And we can know it if you quit reading devotionals of about a verse or a sentence or a little phrase or a verse. My folks, that book is full of psychology help. It's full of R-O-L-A-I-D-S. That's what Staubach said. How you spell relief. R-O-L-A-I-D-S. And it's the Word of God. There's 66 books in there, not just Psalms and Proverbs. I found that out. When I was 10, I'm going to give you, y'all probably heard my testimony before, but I'm sorry you're going to have to listen to it again. Before I get into that, I got to share something with you that I've learned, and it's just a handful of words, and it's something I really love to sing. I'm going to sing to you. Hush, Wes. Wes is my singer. I'm going to sing now. Every day's a glory day. Every day's a glory day. Every day's a glory day. If we put it in the hands of the Lord. Every day's a glory day. Every day's a glory day. If we put it in the hands of the Lord. A lot of people don't know how to do that. I didn't. I walked with him for 33 years before I learned how to really walk. I knew all about it, but I didn't know how to walk, his walk. And when I went into business in 1993, it went broke. And I didn't bankrupt. God didn't allow me to do that, but he broke me. He said in Psalms 51:17, a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, God does not despise. And I believe that. I went through experience. And I thank God for that. And poor thing, she went with me. But what I want to teach y'all, y'all have seen my devotions. My devotions have really meant a lot to me because it's Jesus calling. And I put my verses with it. Those were not my words, what you are reading with in that devotion, but I put my words with it. And it's God's words. And I put them in there a lot, the same verses. And one stood out to me, and the Jesus calling is, when he calls, do you know what he's doing? Do you know the true function of what he's doing? In 1974, I received Christ in 1970, but 1974, I went to this youth camp to be a chaperone. And the men there, I told a pastor last week that we visited and told him who they were in 1974. And Sam Cathy, Tom Aliff, Manly Beasley, Paul Burleson, Avery Willis. I don't know if you know any of them. The Southern Baptist men. But that camp turned out to be Faith Week for me. Because when I left that camp, we went through a flood. Even the bus was not the one I was on. I had to cross the water, but this bus was going downhill in the flood. But they got them out and got the bus out. But we left the camp in a flood, and we're going to Tulsa. And we were living in Oklahoma City at the time, but we were in Solomon Springs, Arkansas at this camp. And we were driving to Tulsa and got word that, and I'm driving this luggage truck. And my wife, Charlton, she was in the passenger seat, sound asleep. So we heading to Tulsa, and I hear tornadoes in the vicinity. And y'all heard about Oklahoma. They do have tornadoes. And so I heard about it, and we got on the turnpike, and she's still asleep. And that's a toll road. So we get halfway down the toll road, and the bus is in front of me, and I'm behind them. And this bridge, we go under it, right at the halfway point. It's pouring down rain. The sky is just coming down. And I looked at the bus, and it lifted a little bit and popped down as it went under the bridge. Well, when I went through there, I did a juggle and went through the bridge, and then heavens came down. I mean, it came down hard. No hail, but rain, big drops. And I pulled off to the side. I can't see anything. Everybody else is pulling off to the side. Well, we went after that deluge, went on, not knowing anything, and got to the last quarter of the trip on 44, and there's these big wires from the dams. They bring the pole, you know, electric power in. Well, one was over the highway, and there's a crane lifting it up so we could go under and get on to Oklahoma City. And tornadoes took a derrick down, big steel derrick. And I said, that must have been a whopper, you know. So I got into Oklahoma City and got parked in untidy, and news, those horns are going off. And a mile away, there's this big Founders Tower, and clouds are down, and I saw the cloud moving in the west, moving east, and our neighbor said, come, and they had a shelter. So we jumped the fence, went in the shelter, and as I pulled it down, I saw it go across by Founders Tower. Fortunately, it didn't hit the Founders Tower. That's how close it was. And 2 miles down the other way, which is north, that was the south end, north, two came down. And our spirits were very high in that shelter and sweating, but finally the tornadoes didn't come over us. Thank you, Lord, like Moore, Oklahoma, what they caught. But let me tell you what I was reviewing coming back from Solomon Springs to all that. And it was going through my mind the whole time. Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. For me to live is Christ, is die is gain. I was just rumbling. My wife's asleep, you know. So, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Everything okay? You know. Yeah. We live through it. But what I want to do now is how God taught me, and I want to share it with you, a little bit of it. But let me pray. Father God, through Jesus, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You, my strength and my redeemer, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Isaiah 11:2, if you've got a Bible to rattle, or a push button to push to make them lights come on. Isaiah 11:2. Pretty much in all the versions it says the same. It says, and the Spirit of the Lord rested on him. That's Jesus. If you look at it a long time, it's Jesus. Isaiah is proclaiming, the Spirit of the Lord rested on him. Now, can you see my spirit? You remember that song Dale sang so graciously for me, Inside Out? Psalm 16:9 in the Message Bible says, I am happy from inside out. That helps me outside in. What's hard to get rid of is this outside in stuff. They call it flesh. And I thank God that when I heard these men debating our Sunday school teacher at the first Bible study I have ever attended in 1970. I was in this Sunday school teacher's class for 2 years, and he was that layman I told you about, Patton's helper. And he quoted every version of the Bibles, and good teacher to do all that. And here, these two men, they were a computer programmer, Jim Kennedy, and a lawyer, an attorney, Melvin Ernest. And these men were debating. They had the gall to debate the teacher. but they debated him with the word. Here Gene had a sword, and these two guys have swords, but I call theirs switchblades because his is a bigger blade. And Melvin was quoting the King James Version, and I'm not much on the these and thys. I've got to have his or mine. And the Living Letters was coming out then, 1970. Carol, I think you ought to know that. You're my book girl. And Living Letters came out, and they'd come out in pieces. And I'd go to that bookstore, and I couldn't wait till the next piece came out. I had them all. And the reason is, it reached me. It doesn't matter what version you have. It's just let God talk to you. It's just like, I'm going blind. And I'm about three quarters of the way in both eyes. And before long, I'll be seeing black spots. I had a friend in Oklahoma City who was with Moody out of Chicago. And he was living in Oklahoma City. He retired. And he was a great teacher at the end of the times. And he'd sit up here and he'd talk and he'd quote the word. And I said, Bill, how do you get that out like that? I mean, you getting out the whole Revelation and Isaiah, Jeremiah. I mean, you coming out with it. And he said, Moose, my wife's over there prompting me. Well, there she is. My little prompter. But I want you to know this is what happened. He would be quoting, and it would just be marvelous what he would come out with the Word of God. And he would quote it by word, by phrase, by verse. And that's the way I learned how to memorize. And that helped me so much. Because it makes me grasp what words are, and the navigator's material, that what I was learning by, they would give you topics. I brought my first book that I started memorizing by, and it's called Beginning with Christ. We call them B rations, and they have topics. And when I saw the topic on the thing, I said, that's good. And it's assurance of salvation is what that is, or assurance of answered prayer. I said, that's good. And they want you to memorize the topic. Well, I got to looking at the word, because I was doing it by word, by phrase, by verse. And there's a lot of words. And I said, that's silly. I've got to learn the whole thing. So all of a sudden, I picked up my journal and started writing a topic word that I just learned that I'd never seen before. And I wrote that down in a lot of places because there's a lot of words, different words in the verse. I've got verses all over the place in my journals. Now I've got five books of journals full of topics. And I asked somebody to copy them one time, and they said, you gotta be kidding. I said, well, I've got them. Here. Isaiah 11:2. The Spirit of the Lord rested on him. The Spirit of wisdom. Any of you know what the tabernacle is? Let's see a hand. I don't want to talk in a cloud. Okay. The tabernacle was given to Moses to build in the desert. And that tabernacle became by Solomon. God used him to build a temple in Jerusalem. No more moving. It's stationary. And if you have the Word of God and you receive Jesus, which it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. How do we receive him? By Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. 1970, he was doing that to me, except he started when I was 10. He started knocking at the door when I was 10. Have you ever been saved? That's what a man said to me. And I said, yeah. My dad said, get rid of fanatics. Now I am one. And he said, get rid of fanatics. And this must have been one, because he said, you ever been saved? And I said, yes. And he said, praise God. And he left me. He was happy. I gave him the right answer. Another one came up to me on a streetcar, and I'm holding to the strap, and he come up and leaned over to me and said, have you ever been born again? Now, I'm 10 years old, a Methodist. Don't know the Word of God. Been to kindergarten, been to their Sunday schools. But I remember Psalms 23. I remember prayer blessings. Lord is great, God is good. Let us thank for our food, by our head, we all fed. Give us, Lord, a daily bread. I learned that when I was a little kid. But today, he gave me 1 Chronicles 29:11. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness. That's a good prayer. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, the majesty. All that is in heaven and earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. You are to be exalted as head of us all. And then I go to Revelation 7:12. Amen. And blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and power and strength belong to you, my God, forever and forever. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord rested on him. The Spirit of wisdom. You see the train that I paced out to you? You see the locomotive? I want you to think of wisdom in that locomotive. Now let me ask you something. If you take off those two cars on the end, would that locomotive move? But that second piece has a purpose. What's that second car? It's a feeder. That train not going to move without that feeder. You know what? In the old days, you know what that feeder was? Wood. Next, it became coal. Next, it became fuel. Now they don't even have a second car. They've got a tank inside the diesel to fill them up so it can go. Folks, the reason that, that's not my deal. That's Bill Bright. He came out with that with Campus Crusade. And it's a great idea. But you got that locomotive ready to move. And it's wisdom. And it's trying to pull. And it can't without the Holy Spirit to help me in the passenger train. I'm the passenger. Now with that, I want you to listen closely at what God taught me about what the Holy Spirit is ready to do. He's ready to do the powerful thing of help this double-minded man. He's flesh oriented and not spiritual oriented. And if you see Jesus, the Spirit of God rested on him. And so this is the word, which is wisdom. The word is wisdom, and that train is wanting to move, but he's still wisdom so as long as he's sitting there. But prayer sits there, and prayer is not touched till the word touches it. That's what 1 John 5:14-15, this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Whatever we ask, the petitions we've asked. That's promise. Live by his promise. Find his promise. Don't just say, Lord, I pray your will be done. Well, find his will out. That's what he wants you to do. And it's hard. Because it's hard to get from flesh, which is, flesh is what? Here's the body. Here's the soul. Here's the spirit. And here's an inner spirit. The inner spirit's not there yet until you get the word to pray, to receive. And that's what, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice, if. Do y'all know the word if? How big a word that is. And it says, again, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear. If is choice. God, I've been working with this man who was Buddha. He is a Buddha studier and follower. He was age 68 when he received Jesus, and I got him at age 71. And he was trying to do it himself, everything. Because he didn't know he had a temple in him when he received at age 68. And a lot of people never told anything. They received Christ and they sent them to pasture. And it wasn't with me. These guys got a hold of me. But I just didn't understand it because I wouldn't ask the question because it seemed like they thought maybe I knew everything I needed to know. And it wasn't. It took me 33 years. Okay, you got the word, you got the prayer. Now, how do we operate? Over here is the fellowship where you go to church, or if you have a one-on-one Bible study, man-to-man, woman-to-woman, no man-to-woman, don't do that. You know, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. And I'm 76, and I ain't stopped things yet, and I have stopped, but hey, don't trust it. I don't care how old you are. But I thank God what he's done that past with me is 1 John 1. That's another word. Don't forget, that word is that engine, and the feeder is off of that coal car, that fuel car. And that's the Holy Spirit. Now, here's what's going on. I've got a double-minded mind. James 1:8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, if you're seeing somebody in church is double-minded, you wonder why he's so unstable. Well, that's somebody that a man's got to get a hold to and say, hey, let's go meet together. Because I want to show you how this double-mindedness like you've got can be helped. But you'd be surprised how many run. But that's okay. They know where I am. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I want you to understand what minded is. A double-minded is double-hearted. And I want you to know, last week, God's feeding me. Memorizing is tough, but when it's the Holy Spirit and he wants you to have it, he'll give it to you. So here's what God did. Last week he said, 1 Samuel 16:7. And he says, this is new now, hang on with me. 1 Samuel 16:7, he said, heart in all your versions. But I don't know if any of you have a Living Bible or not. I saw in the Living Bible thought and intentions. And I said, where does that come with? What's that expanded from? So I turned. See, this Bible has got four Bibles in it. I cheated. I had to have all my Bibles. But the Living Bible in here said thought and intentions. But you look at the other three in here, and it says heart. Fix your mind on the things which are holy, right, and pure, and beautiful, and good. Philippians 4:8 says. Any of you know Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5? Oh, man, where are the hands? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, strength. Those words are so helpful. You notice how he said it. Heart. Inside out. What was that song, Dale? Is Dale in here? What was the name of that song before you sang that last one? Ooh, I love that song. Inside out. Love me with all your heart. That's the first one. Let's work on the inside first to get to the outside and cool this flesh. Second one is mind. Love the Lord God with all thy heart, with all thy soul. It didn't say mine, did it? Where did I get mine? If you'll notice here, y'all can't see it. I can see it. But right there it says soul. This is the body. This is the soul. Now the body is the hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, feeling. Sounds like senses to me, don't you? If you got your sense, you ought to have it, don't you? Poor me. Double-minded. You're double-minded in your senses. And it's hard to change those senses. If you say you've changed, boy, I want to get a hold of you. Because I'm changing. And I don't quit changing until I get to heaven, folks. You're going to see me in a casket with all them feelings left behind. But I'm taking the feelings with me that's spiritual. That's why the soul lives. I'm going in heart and soul, not in body, soul. Like there were two that went body and soul. There's Elijah and Moses too, I believe, because, you know, they were fighting over his body, and it sounded like he went early. And Enoch walked with God and was not. And so three of them I know, possibly, well, two especially, went to heaven, body, soul, spirit. But here's the way he's talking now. He said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, which is your mind. Fix your mind on the things which are holy, right, and pure, and beautiful, and good. How does he keep from being double-minded? So, the last one is strength. The body's got to have strength. Heart, soul, body. Body's life. Okay, if you looked at 1 Thessalonians 5:23, here's what it would say. I pray your whole spirit, soul, body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why do I want the Bible so much? It's because I want to know what's going to happen when I die. And it won't be long. And so I want to know what's going to happen. 1 John 5:13. These things are written that you may know. Folks, these things are written that you may know. 66 books of learning. People said, well, how many verses do you know? I said, I don't know. I've got enough to help me. What you hear, I'm not wanting to pat you to pat me on the back for cause of verses. You pat God on the back for using them to correct me. And correct me. And my wife will tell you today, I'm still being corrected. I'm mean. Y'all say, well, no, not you, Moose. She lives with me. Bless her. I've learned much from that girl. There's one thing I am, an encourager. God has made me, God's blessed me with being encouraging. But he blessed me more with a merciful woman. And she's loaded. A server. If you people ever, I'm sorry, I'm going to pick on you now. If you need help, women, not you men, you stay away from her. But I want you, girls, you call her. Her mic's open with God. And she's a help. She's helped me considerable. And still is. Praise God. Sorry, babe. Isaiah 11:2. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me. The Spirit was on me. The Spirit's on my tongue. Let's just see how he's functioning. He's functioning here, folks. If you look down here, know ye not that you're the temple of God? That the Spirit of God dwells in you. Do y'all know what's in the temple? Raise your hand if you know. I'm not going to call on you. Amen, John. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! I could talk to somebody. What's in the temple? It's not the outer court. Everybody wants the outer court. They want the altar and the wash basin. But they don't want that inner court. The inner court's a holy place. And in the holy place, there's a candelabra called menorah. And there's eight candles. Excuse me, that's the new candle. There's seven candles. In the middle menorah is the Spirit of God. That's what he said in Isaiah 11:2. Is that right? The Spirit of the Lord rested on him in the temple. Ooh, it's not up there. It's here. But eventually, it's going to be all together. Here's what he said to me. The Spirit of the Lord rested on him, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding. I'm hitting you now with an understanding you don't understand. You probably do. That's good. But what he wants you to do is to address what you don't understand. It took me 33 years to get started to understanding. He grouped it all together and it came whoom, in 1993. 1970, I received Jesus. 33 years. Whoom. Understanding. It's hard to digress on what you the understanding because you don't understand. You think when you get the word wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that you've got it made. Well, you hadn't got the knowledge yet. Isaiah 11:2, the Spirit of God rested on him, the Spirit of wisdom, and the Spirit of understanding. Guess what's happening to that double mind? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, James 1:8. Now I'm going to hit you with James 4, 6 through 8. God resists the proud. Duh. You know what pride is? I'm loaded with it. And that's what he's whittling. He's really whittling at me for these past 43 and a half years. And he's still whittling. I played football at Clemson. And that's the first thing he needed to whittle away from me. And he had. Can't go to the ball games anymore. That's okay. I can watch it on TV. Well, I'm going to take TV away from you. And he did, didn't he? And you know, I just kept going. What did Psalms 51:17? A broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Heart! Thoughts and intentions. You got bad thoughts and intentions, and you got good thoughts and intentions. God didn't make anything evil. No, we did. I'm not going to blame it on Adam. Isaiah 11:2, the Spirit of the Lord rested on him, the Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding. You start with Spirit of counsel. That's the next one. The Spirit of counsel is going to your mentor, if you got a mentor. Going to your Sunday school teacher, if you got a Sunday school teacher that knows the Bible. You go to your preacher if you know him. You go to a layman that knows it. And study together to get what that understanding has come out. And mine was, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, how are you going to hear my voice? How are you going to hear him? Right there. 66 books. He told me in Hebrews 3:14 and Colossians 2:6. I marry them together in the Living Bible. I pray that with each problem that you have, trust him too. T-O-O. Trust him too with each day's problems, just as you trusted him to save you. If you don't know how he saved you, how are you going to help yourself with your problems? That took me 33 years to find out. That's part of counsel. With the Strong's Concordance, Greek and Hebrew, with treasure and knowledge of Scripture by Torrey, he brings all the references in. If you ever want to look at treasure and knowledge of Scripture, you see that big book? When you open the treasure and knowledge of Scripture, when you open it, all you do is see references. There are a few words in there, but it's a book of references. And you look at your little book, you don't even have references on it except what you put in it. And some of you got middle references, and some of you got side references, but this has got all the references. He doesn't miss a trick. God doesn't. God made men for him to put things together that we could find it easy. My wife and I, we went visiting in the Wiley Post airport store, Then there was a Christian bookstore that closed the airport down. And we walked in there. And in 1974 now, June, this man, Manly Beasley, spoke on this right there. He got talking about a body and a soul. And he had down here in the spirit, ICC. And when he finished talking, he didn't mention at all ICC. And I went up to him and said, Manly, you didn't talk about ICC. He said, I know it. I said, well, we don't have any more days left. I know it. Well, what's it say? He said, God will give it to you if he wants you to have it. My poor wife. For 3 months, I studied with counseling of the word, with the references, with the books, the cross-referencing with the commentaries, just trying to find it. He did mention Watchman Nee, spiritual man. I had that book since 1970. This is 1974. I never read it because I said this will be a good one in the future. So I was fumbling through. And have you ever come across a bookshelf, Carol? Next time you work in that bookstore, you tell them to put on the end right there. Can y'all read that? There's nothing to read. Y'all got them little booklets in there. Well, at Wiley Post Airport, they had a booklet. I walked up and just, I'm always pulling everything out, right? I'm pulling out little booklets. I pull out this little booklet. It said, Function of the Spirit. Boy, that sounds pretty good. Watch my knee. Oh, okay. I'm turning the contents. I get to the contents and it said, ICC. No, it didn't say that. It said intuition, communication, conscience. See, all of us have consciences, but we don't understand it. And so he takes it back. Spirit of the Lord rested on him, the spirit of wisdom, and spirit of understanding, which you don't understand. And you go to the Holy, you go to the council, and the Holy Spirit's the biggest counselor you can have. And the I know, I got to quit. The Spirit is the greatest counselor there is. And when I found out that it's the rest of the double-minded story of James 4:6, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit to God. That means die to self. We don't want to die to self. You see that S on top? That's a throne. That S out here, Jesus is out here. We've got him outside of there, but when we receive him, the first time ever he's on the throne is when we receive him. And then we walk away. It's over. And we put self in here on top of the throne, and Jesus still inside. He never leaves you, nor forsakes you. We forsake him. But Romans 5:8, God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He loved us. God. Hard to believe, isn't it? But if you know the six books, you understand all of it's there. Even his own people, after he rescued them, went away from him. 400 years. That's all it takes. You know, we've been in America 200 years and they're already flaking out. Okay. Spirit of the Lord rested on him. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of counsel. And when you get that spirit of counsel, of that understanding, guess what happens? Strength. That's what he says, doesn't it? It's the spirit of strength, not your strength. When you've got strength inside out, you've got power, folks. I know it. You know it if you've been there. All I can say is try it. You'll like it. Okay. Now you have the spirit of the Lord rested on you, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of strength, and the spirit of knowledge is to be able to give an application testimony of what you just went through. By the Holy Spirit, by the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, spirit of strength, knowledge. Let's talk about it. Romans 10:9-10. For if you tell others with your own mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord, and believe in your own heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in his heart a man becomes right with God. Heart. Believing in his heart. Thoughts and intentions. If you don't have this, you don't have that thought and intention. If you tell others with your mouth and believe in your own heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in his heart a man becomes right with God, and with his mouth he tells others of his faith, confirming his salvation. Jesus is the answer. I know, babe. I know. The last seven. The Spirit of God rested on him. Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of understanding. The Spirit of counsel. The Spirit of strength. The Spirit of knowledge. The Spirit of fear of God. That's seven of them, right? You go to Revelation 2 and 3 and it says the sevenfold Spirit of God. There it is. And the candelabra in the temple is the seven candles lit by Jesus, the Spirit in me. Those lights can go out. Amos says, beware of the famine. Not the famine of bread, but the famine of the Word of God. The Word of God is staying lit by the Holy Spirit inside. Fear is reverence in him, respecting him, trusting him, relying on him, clinging to him. And you can, if you get 66 books. I am reading my friend Bill, who's going blind. He's dead now. He don't have to worry about the book now. He's up there. He got it all. But while we're on earth, he was reading the Bible once a month just so he could get it. I tried that. It may burn me out. So I tried 2 months, it burned me out. I'm doing it 3 months, and it's fun. And I had to get it out of the Living Bible because it talks to me. He's just pouring it out to me more at age 76. Father, I've got to quit here. These people get tired minds from this. Bless them as they bless you. Father, thank you for blessing me with what you fed me. And Father, I pray strengthen them to feel your wind as you blow by them. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to a broadcast from Life Point Church in Greenville, South Carolina. If this ministry has touched your life in some way, we would love to hear from you. Just visit our website at www.lifepointsc.org for more information. Or, if you prefer to reach us by letter, you can write to us at P.O. Box 27036, Greenville, South Carolina, 29616, USA. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to follow Him.